Welcome to the Real Estate Espresso Podcast, your morning shot of what's new in the world of real estate investing. I'm your host, Victor Menashe. Today is another AMA episode, that is, Ask Me Anything. I love to answer your questions, and if you have a question you think is going to be of broad interest, send it in. I'll answer it live on the air. Send your questions to Victor at victorjm.com. That's Victor at victorjm.com. Today's question comes from Michael, who asks, I listened to your podcast about bridge loan defaults and buying opportunities that would eventually hit the market. Was this message mostly for big institutional investors or for anyone investing in real estate? I was wondering how to find these opportunities to be ready for them when they are available. Can you give some suggestions on the number one source for these deals? Are they brokers, with bankers, with REITs? I'm not really sure where to look. Well, Michael, this is a great question. The market conditions I'm seeing applies across the board for multifamily properties, large and small. In the residential 1-4 space, I don't think you're going to see quite as many of these deals. Many would have been underwritten with bank financing with a purchase plus improvements loan. Many of these loans tend to rate lock fairly early into the process. The scope of the improvements is much smaller, and the borrower generally took less interest rate risk. When you consider that the average renovation project can be done in under 90 days, the risk is much lower than those larger scale projects that might take a couple of years to reach stabilization. But in the larger commercial space, the projects are larger and the time to complete them, including the leasing cycle, is longer. These are the ones that have largely used bridge financing. Now, the techniques for improving a multifamily asset are well documented. You improve the property management with a new team or with training. You refresh the kitchens and bathrooms. You add some paint. You repair anything that's broken. You improve the curb appeal of the building. Maybe put a new exterior on the building. You might want to install laundry facilities in each unit. And then, of course, you can bulk purchase optical fiber and become your own internet service provider. There's many, many different techniques for adding value to a property. But all of that takes time. And by the time these projects that started in 2021 and 2022 complete, the interest rate environment was completely different. And it's not just value-add projects. The same problems lie in new construction as well. The situation is the same for projects that have 20 units or 200. Those larger projects might be targeting more of an institutional quality play, but even the smaller projects are in trouble. I recently got a call from someone who had just completed a 22-unit building looking for ideas on where to get lower-cost financing. Now, you can get in front of those projects that are in trouble before they default on their loans. The owners of these projects know they're in trouble long before the loans come due, when the people with early visibility of the issues are the commercial mortgage brokers who will be trying to help these owners solve their financial problem before it becomes a crisis. I believe you can get into dialogue with the owners early in the process by offering to partner with those troubled assets. Once the loans default, they go into a lengthy foreclosure process, and it can take a year or two before they emerge on the other side and appear on the market in the hands of the lender. By offering the mortgage broker that you could be a potential partner, you will not be seen as threatening to the broker or the owner. You're not going to really know how deep their problems are until you dig into the due diligence. Ultimately, whether you can put together a good investment or not will depend on your ability to negotiate and the distressed party's willingness to negotiate. When you approach the commercial mortgage broker for the opportunity to participate in a project rescue, I suggest you be specific about what you're looking for. If you're too general, you might not be taken seriously. The other thing to bear in mind is that troubled assets have generally two characteristics. Number one, they need an infusion of cash quickly. And number two, you need to be able to act quickly. Some sponsors don't have a realistic view of what their property's worth. They don't want to lose money and they don't want to lose investors' money. And I get that. It's noble. And unfortunately, losing money in these market conditions might be unavoidable. And the best way to handle this is to postpone the equity behind preferred equity. That's where you want to insert yourself, is in a preferred equity position. You don't necessarily wipe out the existing equity. You insert yourself as a new share class between the debt and the equity. On paper, at today's valuation, the equity might appear to be wiped out. But by allowing the equity to stay in the deal, you're offering them a future potential return when the market comes back. The alternative is an outright purchase at a price that results in an immediate loss for the existing equity. If the seller recognizes the loss has already happened as a result of the current lending environment, and that the rescue offers a chance of future gain, it's a lot more palatable than crystallizing an outright loss. It goes without saying that new money coming into the project is not going to invest in a guaranteed loss, so there's got to be some financial incentive for the new money, and you're providing a path to refinancing the project into permanent financing. In exchange for that rescue, you're going to want to be in control, and you will assume a mezzanine position in the waterfall, postponing the existing equity behind you. And you'll need to do this with the advice of a good securities lawyer who's going to keep you out of hot water. In this scenario, you're not finding deals, but instead you're creating them before they even appear on the market. I want to thank you, Michael, for a terrific question. And for the listeners at home, hopefully this gives you an idea of where you might be able to create deals when they don't even appear on the market. As you think about that, have an awesome rest of your day. Go make some great things happen. We'll talk to you again tomorrow.